Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Man, it truly is Busted Pencils, and we are busting those pencils. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Johnny Lupinacci out in the state of Washington.
Hey, hey, hey.
Just, you know, and again, the you know, we love, just as Johnny said, Nancy, just you being able to come on with us like this, and especially for the years that we put together this idea of the what would Matt Damon's mom say. But it's really what's most important is what would Dr. Nancy Carlson Page say. And we were, you know, we left off at the last segment, and Johnny really put forward that question about, you know, all of, you know, he's in a teacher education position, I'm in a teacher education leadership position, you're in that position of, you know, working with defending the early years, and Dr. Julian Vasquez Helig last week really talked about saying, like, you know, a lot of this legislation is going to have, whether it actually holds up in court or not isn't really the point. It's the chilling effect it's going to have on teachers. How do we help them understand that you just, like you just said, it's like, but if I have to teach the truth, and you're telling me I can't, like, how do we help them navigate that?
Oh, man. you know the Zinn Education Project?
Yep.
They had a pledge to teach the truth.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, we've been promoting it every week.
Okay, and some of them have been persecuted and, you know, attacked. And I think teachers have historically, as a group, not been extremely political people in general.
Right.
I think they're driven with a passion to teach, as I said before, which is noble, to say the least, and really essential for the survival of society. We're facing a question now, I think, of what is the role of education in a civil society, and that we should step back and ask that question, because when we think about that, we have to ask, I mean, it's really important. Is the role to get young people to believe a certain set of ideals that happens in some countries, or is our purpose as teachers to help young people think critically, think in original ways, and think for themselves? And in order to do that, and this is something Howard Zinn believed passionately, and he was a historian and I'm an educator and we were great friends, we talked about this a lot. The purpose of education is really to help young people get a full understanding of who they are, of the context they're in, of the history of the country that they live in, so that they can make informed decisions as a citizen and take a role in the society that is appropriate for them. So this anti-critical race theory movement is wanting to keep young people from knowing the full truth of our history. And that is dead wrong. And that just absolutely can't be. And for a lot of teachers, they're confused, because a lot of lessons, a lot of conversations they've had with kids for years, they're suddenly worried are going to be shut down or they're going to be accused for it. And they need support. And I there aren't mechanisms in place. The Zinn Project is working with the teachers' unions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they are trying to really support teachers in being able to know what is safe and appropriate for them, and also how to stand up for the truth in teaching in classrooms the way they always have and the way that they need to in order to fulfill their role, which is to support the development of an intelligent, you know, civic-minded young person.
It makes me think of, you know, when we've interviewed Dr. Doris Santoro from Bowdoin College, who wrote the book Demoralized about teachers leaving. And this really starts to start moving this. If you're going to tell teachers that if you teach the truth, you're going to get in trouble, that just feels like, again, one more step of demoralizing the profession in a way that starts, and this is where I get fearful, it starts making people say, you know what? I don't think I want to be a teacher. And even though you said, Nancy, it's that noble, and we need these people who want to step forward and want to teach. And I'm now thinking about the chilling effect. What is the chilling effect that Dr. Vasquez-Helig is talking about on the potential new teachers? It just popped in my mind as we were talking right now. So I just kind of threw that out there offhandedly, thinking about that, just worried about our next group of teachers.
Well, we've already seen a lot of teachers leaving the field and, you know, a decrease in the number of teachers we have. And then also the whole education reform movement has had a profoundly, deeply dampening effect on creative teaching. So even starting in early childhood, where you have young kids of color in low-income communities getting drill and kill curriculum, and then you have kids of more privileged families going to Reggio Emilia and Montessori and Waldorf programs, we see from the very beginning that play is taken away. Play is the main way that young kids develop original, creative, inventive thinking, is taken away from poorer kids and enabled to kids of privilege. So that is a form of racism. Systemic racism that's happening in early childhood education, and it goes all the way through the education system. So one of the things I hope is the more that we get teachers to understand the underlying systems that promote racism, they'll get stronger and more vocal and be able to organize in their unions to stand up for teaching the truth.
Man. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, truth bombs all over the place. I saw Johnny doing the hand, boom, boom, boom. Nancy, again, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Hope you can come back and join us in a few more weeks, because we really want to keep this going, because, you know, this could be this moment where you just said, let's organize, let's get together, because teaching the truth absolutely matters. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, thank you so much for your time tonight. Back after the break, more Busted Pencils.
Thank you.
Great being with you. Thanks, John.
It's always so lovely to see you. Thank you.